Thank you all for coming, and we have a brief statement and outline of a program that we're offering, that, and we can take questions afterwards. But what we're doing is unveiling the Senate Republicans' plan to grow Iowa and not government. We've been in session for several weeks now, and we have managed to talk about bicycle bills, we've talked about job-killing bills, we've talked about a host of things, and we have 80,000 Iowans out of work, and we believe it's time to talk about creating jobs. And the Republicans, the Senate Republicans, have put together an ambitious three-phase plan which will cut taxes to incentivize job creation. It will control unreasonable regulation, and then a component which will encourage entrepreneurs. The past history of economic development in Iowa has been a rich one, with many, many entrepreneurs and small businesses across the state of Iowa. As a matter of fact, if you look at Iowa from a 50,000-foot level, you see the state dotted with successful companies in many parts of the state. You see Kinsey up in Williamsburg. You see Hy-Vee, which started in Sheraton, Iowa. You see Vermeer Company. You see Wilson Trailers in Sioux City. Johnson Electric in Sheraton, Rockwell Collins, United Equipment, and numerous other small companies that started in hometowns and have been quite successful employing a number of people. As a matter of fact, in Sheraton, Iowa, Johnson Machine Works last year celebrated their 100th anniversary. And during those 100 years, they have provided not just good-paying jobs to Iowa, but they've provided a lot of leadership to the community, and that is the case across the entire state. What we saw 10 years ago was a change in philosophical direction of economic development in Iowa. We saw where a pool of money was created that would allow state officials to literally pick and choose winners in a centralized fashion for economic growth. And we believe that going back to the ways that showed so much success in Iowa and really helped build this economy earlier in the history of Iowa is one that we need to return to. We believe that we have to go back to a market-based capitalistic system where entrepreneurs and people with good ideas can succeed. Iowans are hardworking. They're diligent, they're intelligent, they have a great work ethic. As a matter of fact, employers nationwide scramble for anybody with an Iowa background. Let's capture that and capitalize it on it in Iowa. The three components of this proposal will be, first, we will have a shot of adrenaline to get the economy moving quickly. We have the sustainability factor once we have businesses, including existing businesses, to make sure that we have an atmosphere which is conducive, and then we will look forward to the future for the next 100 years on what will provide the jobs for Iowans. The first shot in the arm of adrenaline will consist of a tax credit for any employer that creates a new job, of a 50% tax credit for a new job created if it pays the county average wage. Now, that employer cannot have had a layoff in the previous 6 months. They cannot be participating in any other state or federal program, even if it's stimulus money to create jobs. And all of these programs are geared towards small business, which is the engine of growth and creates two-thirds of all new jobs. So it will be a 50% tax credit to give us that immediate jolt that we need. The second component consists of two parts, and this is the sustainability portion of the program. We know that Iowa has many roadblocks to creating or sustaining jobs. As a matter of fact, U.S. News and World Report just came out 2 or 3 weeks ago and said that Iowa has the second most hostile environment in the nation for a business. And we intend to address that in a couple of ways. Number one, we will create a new position of small business ombudsman. And the ombudsman will work at identifying problems for job creation in Iowa. They will advocate particularly for small business. You know, large businesses and large institutions already have adequate representation at the Capitol. Small business people are generally too busy trying to make a living and working and don't have the back room activity to really come up and lobby. So we will create a position of ombudsman solely for the purpose of advocating for small business. There will be no new money spent on this. Let me assure you, none of these programs will cost additional money. The money that will fund this position will come from the Iowa Values Fund. The second component of the sustainability deals with an issue that I have heard about for numerous years in crisscrossing the state talking with employers. They say that we have a climate which is absolutely not conducive and is at times almost outright hostile to employers. So the ombudsman that we created for the small business will form a task force consisting of 9 people from interests who are affected by the rulemaking process, and their task will be to find solutions to minimize unreasonable government. And we will call that task force SMUG, Solutions to Minimize Unreasonable Government. They will comb through existing rules and regulations which stand in the way of businesses expanding, and we have numerous examples of that. With the smoking ban that came into effect, we saw small businesses all across the state scrambling to try to comply with the rulemaking process. As a member of the Rules Committee for a number of years, we would see monthly rules promulgated by the administration, which literally created problems for small business and large business as well. I would give you but one example. In rural Iowa, assisted living centers provide a valuable function of providing people a home near their families, and in addition, they provide employment to people. In my district, at a new assisted living center, the Department of Inspection and Appeals cited an assisted living center because they had committed an act that was a violation. I will tell you what that act was. There was a food service worker in the kitchen preparing a snack for one of the residents. The inspector was there observing and wrote them up for the following violation. They had a banana and they had the requisite plastic gloves on. They proceeded to peel the banana and slice it into a bowl for the resident. They got cited because they did not change plastic gloves between the peeling and the slicing process. Now, as a boy, I grew up on a farm running barefoot everywhere. If that is the standard we adhere to, I don't know how any farm kid ever survives to adulthood. These types of activities are legion throughout government. So we will have the SMUG task force. The third component is we must look to the future. And Iowans have a great history of coming up with ideas, inventions, going out into the workshop and coming up with Gary Vermeer in Pella, for example, came up with his brilliant idea, and he did not come to Des Moines with a fancy glossy brochure and ask for a grant or can I do this. We will take the state out of the position of being the arbiter of where our businesses and individuals are going to grow. And in this capacity, we recognize that we must get more ideas generated. And there are a lot of people across Iowa who are very smart, they're clever, they're good with their hands, but they don't even know we have people in Des Moines working on this issue. They generally work with local folks to generate ideas. So this task force will consist of 11 members. There will be people such as the community college, bankers, the small business development centers, all of those folks who have local contact, and the task force will develop a method or a process to ferret out, find these entrepreneurs and these people with the idea, and then get them the help they need. Rather than making them come to Des Moines, we're going to go to them, because we believe that's where the truly good ideas in this state reside, and there's no way we can pick out what jobs are going to be successful in this dynamic change in our economy that we're experiencing. So that's the general basis of the program, and if there are any questions, I'd be happy to take them. I don't know what the tax credit will cost. I look at it as more what will the investment that Iowa receives from new jobs created. So I can tell you this, that we have seen jobs that have been funded by the Department of Economic Development that cost up to $500,000 per job. We will see none of that. We don't have an estimate on...
You say this is ambitious. You can be as ambitious as you want. You've only got 18 people in the Senate. This is never going to become law.
We hope that the power of persuasion and the power of this presentation will prevail, and that common sense will indicate, you know, hey, look, we better start talking about jobs. And frankly, we had better start talking about jobs, because Iowans are losing them at an alarming rate.
Aren't you committing sort of a Stalin-esque rewriting of history by saying that it was Democrats who initiated the smokestack chasing by the state giving grants, when it was Terry Branstad who started with community economic development grants for IDP and culminating with IPSCO under his management?
I don't think I said the Democrats were smokestack chasing. Well, I don't think I said the Democrats were smokestack chasing. I think what I said was past practice has been where we have tried to pick winners and losers in the form of identifying a very narrowly defined set of what was called the new economy type jobs.
Terry Branstad did that too.
I can't answer for the Branstad administration. We're moving forward here with a bold plan of our own.
You talk about task forces and forming those. How do those yield any kind of immediate results, because you know that Iowans are going to look to you to say, give me a job tomorrow. So aren't task forces more kind of a long-term?
We have an immediate, that's where the 50% tax credit comes in. That's an immediate jolt. That doesn't require a task force at all. In the sustainability portion of this, small businesses and those people most affected by government regulations have really not had a seat at the table. This is giving them the seat at the table. When I talk to these employers, I've heard employers say, I'm going to leave this state because. This will give them a focused voice on a volunteer task force, and we believe they will pay their own expenses. We believe there will be zero problem getting people to participate in that, because it is such a major issue for them.
Even if it's volunteer and they pay their own way, it isn't creating
as far as I'm concerned, it would be like a chamber of commerce getting folks together, maybe growing the infrastructure locally to come up with ideas. No, this would not be growing government. Absolutely, it's not growing government. It's not increasing the budget a penny. I'll tell you, when I was in business, you know, what we're talking about doing here, and I should have said this earlier, you know, present efforts that we're talking about, whether it's the stimulus plan or whatever, talking about creating work, we have to create jobs, and there's a vast difference. Jobs are hard to create. The people who are creating jobs, they are spending so much time trying to keep their head above water and to, you know, doing the hard work it takes to run a business, that they're not participating. I mean, I used to have, when I was in business, people come in at least once every week to 2 weeks with ideas. Many of those ideas had commercial viability. Probably most of them didn't. But they never got acted upon. And we're trying to empower those people to get those ideas that have viability acted upon. I don't know that that's the case. I don't believe that anybody really put out a bold job creation program like this. When I'm talking about to groups talking about reestablishing the notion of a market-based capitalist economy, I'm finding a lot of support all across the spectrum. People want jobs to be created. As a matter of fact, when you look at in the last election, many of those people, be they Republicans or Democrats, ran on an issue of lower taxes.